This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, America. I've got the busy throat today because here in South Carolina the ice has fallen, and well, that means Armageddon eclipse. It's one of those conglomeration things that happens here. So anyway, just to explain what's going on. I've got a question, and this is for the congressional jerk, Eric Swalwell, and it's pretty simple for him. I want to know how many of us would he be willing to murder in order to achieve his goal of disarming us all? And I think that's a very fair question. He is the MSNBC stalwart, and he recently wrote an op-ed advocating that the government confiscate the guns that make people like him wet themselves and imprison those of us who decline to surrender them. Now, depending on who you're listening to on any given day, I believe there's 150 million plus gun owners in the United States today. And while there are plenty of people that own these older weapons, these heirloom weapons, there are just as many people who own the more modern weapons. And these are the ones he would target first. These are the basic tools of freedom. Handguns, every handgun out there, every semi-automatic handgun out there is configured the way it would be in a military setting for the most part. For example, the latest gun they just adopted, the M17, which is based off of the 6-hour P320, had a safety added to it because all military weapons have to have a safety. That's just a thing. That's so you can walk around with your weapon on safe and still be ready to rock if you have to. So a lot of people own these kind of things. And the ignorant amongst us here in these United States refer to these as assault weapons, which is a purely political term. And these loyal people of the United States keep their weapons to protect themselves, keep and bear them, protect themselves, their families, their community, their constitution. Representative Swellhead would make these citizens felons. And these patriots here in the United States are only a threat to two classes of people, criminals and those that are aspiring tyrants. So, of course, I get it, Swellhead. Of course you want to make these patriotic people felons because they are a threat to criminals and aspiring tyrants like yourself. Because that's what a leftist Democrat is. They are an aspiring tyrant. Now, we know that some Americans would resist this kind of tyranny. We see this all over the world, even amongst those that I sit back and say, wow, I wish you guys would pay to defend yourself. But you've got the Brits that are Brexited. The French are rioting because they don't want to sacrifice their livelihood on behalf of the global weird weather religion. And a decree that the Second Amendment is not a thing anymore would certainly provoke some serious pushback here. So this is why it's fair to ask Representative how much blood he's prepared to shed to achieve his goal of disarming normal American people. And here's his problem. He made this point when he was on Tucker Carlson's show, because Tucker Carlson was out there like, you realize that would call, and he goes, but Tucker, you say most of these people are law-abiding. So hence, I'm just going to make a law and people are just going to follow it, like the lemmings that the leftists are. That's my constituency. The problem here is that some people will fight it. And they will fight it and fight it hard. So my question is, as these people will refuse to cave in, what is the acceptable number to you, Representative Swellhead, the number of bodies that you'd be willing to pile up to win? And let's put aside the right or wrong of resistance. It'll be a thing. It'll happen. You're from near San Francisco, so you don't know any real Americans. I get that. I know a few real Americans. I know a few people from San Francisco. I know the difference between the two. Regular Americans are sort of, they get sort of ornery. They don't give in to the kind of bullying that you advocate right now. So you're going to have to kill some people to do what you want. And I want to know how many you're prepared to kill in order to achieve your goal, sir. And it's not as if the Democrats don't already have a history of killing people for having guns you disapprove of. You remember Waco? The raid on David Koresh's compound? That was because this weird band of misfits allegedly had scary outlawed guns, and that's why Janet Reno, Bill Clinton's attorney general, initially decided to send in the troops. That's why they decided to film the troops, so they could show them taking on the toothless as they showed the superiority of the American law enforcement complex. That got four ATF agents killed. And then, except for the ones that got out of there early, which there wasn't that many of them, everybody else burned in the complex. Was that worth it? Let's play your stupid game just for a second, shall we? And this is nothing that hasn't already been covered, but I'll cover it again. Maybe these creepy cultists were violating the law. But was making sure they didn't have guns that were scary worth shooting or burning alive about 80 people, including four cops? Was it? So, in light of your party's track record, I want to know how many people represented bloodlust, Swalwell, I'm sorry, who fancies himself a potent Democrat presidential contender. I want to know how many people he thinks he, what is the magic number? I want to know what he's prepared to see die so he can ensure Americans are disarmed in order to please the leftist Californians that he represents. How many? One? 100? 1,000? 100,000? How many corpses would Swellhead and his blue state buddies accept because they don't think some law-abiding citizen in Oklahoma should be allowed to choose what kind of weapon he has because they think they should choose for him and that the choice should be none? On Twitter. Which is a wonderful thing because this is where people, you know, this is where the truly toxic part of ourselves comes out and people truly relieve themselves. One gentleman on Twitter pointed out the not so far-fetched notion that mass gun confiscation, and let's leave out the very problematic, it'd be very problematic, the logistics would be horrible. Put that aside, he pointed out that this would spark a civil war. And Swellhead was not worried. He observed that a bunch of citizens with rifles could not stand up to a military armed with nuclear weapons. My goodness. Such a troubling notion. Now he probably took a lot. He took a lot of grief for suggesting this, but he, even if you accept his backtracking that it was a joke, this suggests that he's only putting nukes off limits. He's fully in on murdering Americans. So what killing systems are still on the table? The infantry, the artillery, the bombers? Because his answer assumed that he would support prosecuting a war against those who fail to obey and submit to arrest. So, Congressman, what means of destruction is still on the table to use against your fellow Americans? Who refuse to allow you to strip them of their Second Amendment right because your Bay Area liberals want to show those hicks in Jesus land who's boss. Shooting them okay? Shelling them? Bombing them? Just not with nukes, right? Right. I've been overseas, and I've seen oppression. I've seen it perpetrated on people that were our allies, soft oppression, and I've seen really hard oppression prosecuted on people. And that won't be allowed here, Eric Swalwell. You would touch off something you're not prepared to see through. On that, you can believe it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And we are back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. We are looking at the, you know, let me ask you a question. Why do you think it is important today for the Second Amendment to be in place? Some of you have been emailing me, and I appreciate your feedback, and I appreciate your critique. But why do you think? I know the answer to this. I want to know what your answer is to it. So, And you can let me know that by emailing me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. L-O-C-K, letter N, L-O-A-D, radio.com. Why do you think the Second Amendment is important today? Now, in Europe, they don't have a Second Amendment, and I've talked about this. I've talked about it for the last two weekends. So, in Europe, because they don't have a Second Amendment, like right now, who remembers in France when Charlie Hebdo was attacked, the magazine, the satire magazine, when the unarmed cop was running up on the armed terrorist, which, tactically, that's not something you should do, son. But he did that anyway. Courage was not his issue. It was not a problem with this young man. And he died for it. This is the way. That's not worth laughing about except for the stupidity of it. When you look at a security service in your area, if they're supposed to keep you secure, whether they're the police or private security or whatever, if they're unarmed, they're not a security service. As a matter of fact, if they're unarmed and they have on a uniform, they're just a target with legs, a moving target, if you will. And if they're expected to go in harm's way, people, please think about the job you've taken on. I mean, that's crazy stuff. That's crazy to go put yourself in that position. So let's look at France, because in France, France is experiencing what we experienced, what the UK experienced. And it's still going on there. The French people, the French people are fully cognizant of the price they pay now for this multicultural, green, climate, carbon, nonsensical, you know, coexist, everybody's welcome kind of life that they live. They've had little upheavals before. They did this little tax thing where every millionaire in France, like I guess the biggest one was Gerard Depardieu, the actor. He split. He left France because they were going to tax him to death. They're always looking to take something from people that actually produce something in order to have their do-good, touchy-touchy, feely-good stuff. So following weeks of rioting, Macron, the president of France, backed down on his carbon taxes. France decided, like other European countries, that heavy taxation of fossil fuel would slow global warming. They also figured out, well, that just isn't worth it. Doing that, this is a little bit like saying, you know, one day your knees are going to give out, so we're going to amputate your legs today. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not even a good comparison because we have very good prosthetics nowadays. They don't have the technology online to do, like, nuclear power. Now, nuclear power is carbon-free. But we've had a series of, here in the United States, we had the China syndrome and everything else. We haven't had a new nuclear power plant come online since the 70s, since before I had got a driver's license. And in Europe, after Fukushima, after the 2011? After the earthquake in Japan, they decided to take all nuclear power offline and do away with all nuclear power. The only reason I can possibly think they would do something like that is there's no way to add to the tax burden and to take away people's power. Now, the question has to be asked about this stuff right now is, first of all, climate change is a reality. Yes, it is. It has been a reality since the Earth formed. It has changed many times. It will change again many times. There's certain things we can't stop happening in this universe. There's just certain things we can't stop, and there's certain things we have no control over, weather being one of them. We can't equal what weather can do to us. There's no weapon we have that can do what Mother Nature can do to us. The model, though, the computer models are all very uncertain, and we're looking at a distant rise in temperature. And at the same time, we have to live day to day today. We have to live day to day today. Cars that run on gas burn very clean. Coal burning is cleaner now than it used to be. This is technology advancing. Now, the French, their response to this is unequivocal. What they've done is unequivocal. But the left is still not listening, not in France, not here in the U.S. When the Pelosi Congress comes in to play, there will be calls for measures similar to California's recently passing. They passed a bill requiring 100% of electricity be derived from green fuels by 2045. Right now, California imports most of their power. I don't know how that's going to work because a lot of their power is coming from fossil fuels being burned somewhere else. And that's just a carbon tax in disguise, and it's more onerous. And actually, it's more onerous than the French measure. Last month here in the United States, a federal judge blocked construction of the Keystone XL pipeline, citing the president's failure to take climate change into account. That judge, Morris, was appointed by Obama in 2013. So his ruling would make it more difficult to transport Canadian oil to market. Forcing Canada to ship oil by rail or truck also increases emissions, but the left doesn't care about that either. What they care about is their environmental symbolism and the votes and power that come with it. In order for this to actually happen, now we saw what happened in France. One of the things they think they need to do, though, is disarm us. Their problem here is that fossil fuel releases CO2, and they say that drives climate change. So any project that aids fossil fuel production must be stopped. But there's two big problems with that argument as well. There's no conclusive evidence that carbon emissions affect global temperatures because we're cooling. Second, most other human activities release carbon into the atmosphere, some to a greater extent than fossil fuel. So in order to reduce carbon emissions to near zero, all human economic development would have to be halted. Morris did not go that far, but zero development seems to be an implication of his ruling. So, because why otherwise would you single out oil and gas? So, starting in January, we will start to see this happen. They're trying to do this here. They will try to do this here in these United States, and we'll have to fight that. And it will probably happen sort of like it did in France. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Gun Owners News Hour. If you're out of anywhere in Michigan right now, you are present and observing another victim generator. And I'm talking about the hockey puck defense. Chief of police at Oakland University in Michigan, being so concerned about student safety, is going to arrange for the issuance of hockey pucks to students and staff. And he assures them that throwing hockey pucks at armed felons will cause a distraction. Just drink that in for a second, would you? Just, I want you to sit there. You're not going to get hockey sticks at the university, Oakland University in Michigan, no. You won't get hockey sticks to slap shot it at them, which would have a lot more velocity. No, you're going to have to throw it. Throwing the hockey puck. Wouldn't you at least like, I don't know, issue a tennis ball-sized ball bearing that you can get a good grip on? Maybe cover it with a little rubber? You know, but if you're going to... Nothing like, you know, there was another school that was issuing out buckets of river rocks. Now, the only distraction, and in a rampage killing event, there is only one goal when once that begins, and that is to deanimate the rampage killer, which is normally done with the introduction of several high-velocity rounds hitting him in the chest cavity. That will deanimate the guy or girl. I have never heard, not once, not, I've never heard of a successful defense with a hockey puck. I've heard of many, you know, if I had heard of one, I'd get out there and say, well, okay, now this guy's onto something. But he's not. The only distraction that the average violent criminal actor may suffer from in such a circumstance is uncontrollable laughter. You have to hit him with the hockey puck. You have to hit him. You're going to hit him in the face or in the head to stop him from being able to shoot. Now, I know Crocodile Dundee can do that, but that was in the script. This initiative was apparently proposed with a straight face, and it's yet another example of the inherent dishonesty and the inherent hypocrisy of the left. And you can bet that the chief, who's a self-described leftist, who is proposing this feel-good rubbish, is not counting on a hockey puck to protect his own life. Not a chance. He carries a gun. But he piously insists that nobody else has that gets to have a gun. All the peons get hockey pucks. And these hockey pucks have a one of the teachers' unions on the... They're very nice-looking hockey pucks. Now, gun-carrying leftists who insist the rest of us don't get carry guns, that's the very definition of hypocrisy. The very wise people amongst us go out there and they take the time, spend the money to train. And then they go, everywhere they go, they go armed. And this is what this chief should be proposing. But with a typical leftist sneer, he is manifestly comfortable with this condescending hypocrisy. William F. Buckley said, "I won't insult your intelligence by suggesting that you really believe what you just said." So, let's talk about this. When people talk about limitations on the right to freedom of speech, for example, they always point out the fire thing. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. When was the last time I was in a theater? So that means I don't have any restrictions at all on my speech. And I could yell fire in a crowded theater if there was, in fact, a fire. Now, while the right to free press is broad, the media can be prohibited from publishing or broadcasting something that would lead to violent or illegal action. And lots of stuff coming out of the Supreme Court. And all of this stuff refines and defines the protections enshrined in the First Amendment. But what about the Second Amendment? Now, the Heller decision struck down a handgun ban in D.C. And there they held that the fundamental right to self-defense was at the core of the Second Amendment. 2 years later, in the McDonald decision, they applied the Heller ruling to the states. And after a decade under Heller, our nation's highest court has yet to take another major case challenging the constitutionality of a law regulating firearms. This is problematic because activist judges in lower courts regularly ignore the findings in Heller as well as the standards by which the majority decided that banning handguns violated the core principle of the Second Amendment, which is the right to self-defense. What's going to happen? And maybe it will happen. In the Oakland University of Michigan, is that there will be another rampage killing, and it may be there. They will find hockey pucks anywhere, everywhere, you know, where that shooter may have been walking down the hallway, and then they'll find bodies in every, you know, in increments around where the hockey pucks were as the guy guns them down, because he will turn his attention to the people throwing the hockey pucks, and he will shoot them, and the hockey pucks will cease coming from that person. Now, what we have going on is we have a bunch of, in states where you have shall issue, there's areas where they say you may carry a gun if certain things are in place. And then there, in certain states, there's a completely may issue kind of thing going on about carry permits. That is, that is 180 degrees from the whole premise of a right to self-defense saying, well, we may issue you a way or we may allow you to do this. And these permit systems are a breeding ground for corruption. A lot of people have been asking me, well, Bill, what do you think about the bump stock ban, proposed bump stock ban? Well, here's my thing on that. The bump stock to me is a little bit better than the ShamWow cloth as far as a gun accessory. I don't want one. The problem with them banning it, however, is they know nobody uses these things either. But this will be the foundation for them banning other things later on down the road. They were trying to put out of business whole companies that make accessories for weapons. Everything that they do when they codify it in legislation is then rampant for corruption, for misreading. They want to constantly add all kinds of details and everything to qualifications. You have to qualify to do this, you have to qualify to do that, and you have to meet these qualifications in order to carry your gun outside of your home in New York City. Their gun licensing division was rocked because so many people wanted permits that it became in vogue to bribe people to get them in exchange for an approved license. Some people just taking bribes in just about every form. Good old-fashioned cash, stuff in envelopes, expensive liquor, luxury watches, free vacations, and in some cases, some free guns. And there have been opportunities for the Supreme Court to take this up, including challenges to may-issue regimes. Some have shown signs of frustration that none of these have reached their docket. Some have not. That's the problem. So, Clarence Thomas is itching to get at some of these may issue schemes. He wants to get out there and blow them away. And now they may have the fourth vote to do that. We'll see. Because there's going to be one coming soon. I don't know which one it's going to be. I can't wait to see which one it's going to be. And then it's going to start a cascade. Because if we're successful, everybody will head that way. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back one more time before I go back into the bunker. And this is Gun Owners News Hour. One of my problems with gun control, per se, is that if you're going to pass a law, execute the law, okay? If there's going to be restrictions, execute the restrictions. Don't get out there and have a bunch of restrictions on the books and then not execute them and then wonder why something happens. In November of last year, when Devin Patrick Kelly entered a church in Sutherland Springs, Texas, and killed 26 people, that was absolutely horrific. Absolutely horrific. But, you know, this was an Air Force veteran. He was given a bad conduct discharge. Dishonorable discharges have a lot of weight when you get one of those. A lot of weight. And they have so much weight, it's horrible. It's horrible what you do to yourself in your youth. One of the things that bars you from owning firearms, not bad conduct, but the domestic violence conviction his 2012 court-martial is the real center of controversy. He was still able to purchase a background check or to pass a background check for the AR-15 that he used for the crime. The question becomes, how? How was that possible? Americans convicted of domestic violence are prohibited from owning guns. So it would seem the Air Force failed to inform the FBI of his convictions. Nothing new here. We've known about this for just a little bit of time. The whole time this has been going on, we've known about this. We get this. The gunman who opened fire in a rural Texas church last year, killing 26 people and murdering as many as three generations, one family, could have been stopped from legally obtaining a firearm if the Air Force hadn't shirked its duty, according to a newly released Defense Department report. But they should have also submitted his fingerprints to the FBI and failed to do so on four occasions. This coming in a 131-page Inspector General report. His conviction should also have triggered the Air Force to send a final disposition report to the agency, which would put him in the FBI's criminal history database and potentially prevented him from legally buying a gun. It wouldn't have potentially done it. He would not have passed a background check. According to the report, Kelly used three of the guns he bought for the massacre at the First Baptist Church at Sutherland Springs. And then he was engaged by armed citizens who shot at him as he fled in his car, and he later died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. One reason for the lapse in reporting his fingerprints to the FBI occurred when a case agent investigating the domestic assault said they didn't know it was a requirement. Others could not give a clear, supportable reason or explanation for why Kelly's fingerprints were not submitted to federal authorities. In the wake of the shooting, Air Force officials asked the Inspector General to look into Kelly's past and comb through his databases for other cases where fingerprints were not given to the FBI. In their report, the IG gives several recommendations for the Air Force, including implementing a background check system during recruiting. It was found that Kelly had multiple instances of alleged criminal activity before entering the Air Force, including one just days before he became active. That was the case when I was in the military. It was also the case when I was in the military that there were some of us that were in the military at that time. I was not one of them, but some judges got out there and told a lot of people, you can go in the Army or you can go to jail. But then that shooting, that rampage murder, like the AME murder in Charleston, South Carolina, like the murder at Marjory Stoneman Douglas, like the Naval Yard shooting, all of those shootings, all of these murders were avoidable. And this is where the problem comes for the anti-gun control crowd. While they ignorantly say that we need new laws after these killings, they never stop to think about better enforcing the laws we have on the books now that would prevent these shooters from obtaining their weapon the legal way. And that's all it would do. It would make it difficult for them to aim. See, most of these guys are not criminals per se. They're not, you know, they don't go to the black market or anything. They might very well do that. But most of these guys are people with an axe to grind that simply haven't been swept into the system yet. They're very close to being in the system, but they haven't been swept into it yet. So they are allowed to go through the regular channels due to malfeasance and not paying attention. When we're talking about when we're talking about safeguarding people, when we're talking about trying to make law that is going to keep something from happening, then you have to take those kind of things into consideration. Those kind of things need to be taken into consideration. There were laws on the books to keep that from happening. In all four of those instances I just mentioned to you. And we might also add the San Bernardino killer. He should have been in jail. Aurora, he should have been involuntarily committed. Virginia Tech, they knew he was an issue. A lot of these people were known. The incident in Texas is especially hard-hitting because of loss of life, which was terrible. But all of these are all hard-hitting, and they're all horrible because they could have been prevented. So, what I'm about to tell you, I've told you this before, I'll tell you this again. They're not going to be prevented. There's a couple of reasons they're not going to be prevented. One is because, well, there's just certain things you can't do. And I don't know what the answer to this is. We can't go around rounding up everybody that has some sort of a mental health issue. Because most of the time, these guys are falling through the cracks anyway. So if they're falling through the cracks and we don't know they have a mental health issue, we're not acknowledging to anybody that they are a threat. Or even when we're sitting there in the case of like Marjory Stoneman Douglas, where we're sitting there saying, he'll be the one if it ever happens, and then we do nothing about it anyway, then the question becomes, how do we prevent this if we're not going to do anything about it when we know it's going to happen? Which leads me to my thought. And my thought is this. They don't want to prevent these because they want a reason to go after your guns. And by not preventing these, by not doing anything along the lines to make the laws they do manage to get passed, by not enforcing these in some cases, this means there'll always be another time. There'll always be another time. What we should have, nobody's going to, we should never have had another school shooting since Columbine. Columbine should have been all we needed to know. There are a couple things that we learned at Columbine that are still true today, especially with the new school designs we have out there. They're gigantic affairs, buildings that are huge. And you can't have two school resource officers that are sworn police officers in a place the size of a sports complex and expect to stop too much. In Arapahoe, Colorado, we had one guy that was very fast, and he kept the loss of life at a minimum. That is the exception. That was an anomaly. It was nothing else. The only the only real answer here in schools, for example, is to allow people to be armed in schools, allow the adults to be armed. The only answer in bars is to allow people to, and let them know, hey, look, if you're going to carry a gun, you can't drink. And if we catch you carrying a gun and being drunk, we're going to take away your permit to carry a gun. We're going to make you a prohibited person. Give them, tell them the consequence of what it is. In anywhere where we go, getting out there and having a gun-free zone is the same thing as a gunshot to a grizzly bear. Now, this is why grizzly bear attacks are going up. They think of that as a dinner bell. I go in places all the time, and let me tell you something. If you're a business owner where I live, if you have a gun-free zone sign on the front door, well, I'm going around and checking every door you got. You better have one of those in every door you got. If you don't have one on every door you have, which is by South Carolina law, you have to have it, then I'm going to be coming in there with a gun. And if you do, I won't be coming in there. None of my business will you get. And there you have it. We'll be back again next week. Everybody stay safe. Keep your heads up. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.